Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking
right.
me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke it.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening, this is A-T-A-Z-T, live on Blog Talk Radio, your host, T-A-Z, and I got in... Contemporary jazz artist and producer, Urban Blue.
What's up, ATB? What's up?
What's up, dog? Wait a minute, you've been on two, three, about five times, ain't you? We need to give him another hand clap.
You know you're serious for that, right?
I had to get you, bro.
I saw your post. You said I should have furniture up in there. That was funny.
Yeah, you do. Because you've been here a lot, man. And, hey, yeah, every time you come in, I love the music, love your creativity. We got five songs that I got to play within an hour. We can't be long-winded like some preachers in here talking. So I got to play these five joints. But I have a lady on the line by the name of Kathy, I think her name is, and I'm clicking her in right now so y'all can say hello. She wanted to listen to the show.
Okay. Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I got in good.
Thanks for
no problem
joining the show. Thanks for joining the show and clicking in and listening. We're going to see what Mr. Taz has up his sleeve. He always has the prize fund, and he's crazy. I'm going to warn you.
I've been laughing the whole time.
Well, thank you again, Kathy, for calling in. And right now I'm just going to put you back on mute. And I appreciate you calling and listening to the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Blue. The first song, before we even start talking about what you do, because everybody know you do music, but the first song, Coolsville. I see the title and I say, I want to hear this song first, so explain it before I play.
Well, I'm going to tell you, fans have challenged me to, because you know I'm mostly contemporary jazz, right? So they challenged me. They said, well, you know, you're so old school, you can't do no rap or hip hop. I told them, I said, well, the foundation that you guys are building your music on today is from where it's the foundation that we laid back in the day. Y'all call it hip hop, we call it rap. But it's, you know, it's evolved over the years. So they challenged me to do this type of tune. So I just to prove a point, I came up with Coolsville because I said, this is how we do it in the old, I call the OG. That's how we rap back in the day.
Coolsville. Okay.
And Coolsville is the place where, you know, we just go hang out, you know, but you could be yourself. You know, the tune's kind of self-explanatory.
Here we go. Poolsville. Poolsville. Without the lyric. Urban Blue just hit me up and said there was no lyric. And I was like, getting ready right back. You want me to rap on it, dog?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, that would have been just fine. Yeah, you played the instrumental version.
I couldn't talk to you because my phone is connected to this machine that I got,
uh-huh,
you know, with the claps
uh-huh
and everything.
Well,
so I would have been talking
yeah
over the song.
Yeah, I but you saw what I good thing. Thank God for text messages.
I like the song though. And everything,
oh, yeah, it has a
everything that you do, you play. You know, I could hear the different instruments, and I was like, "Yeah, we gonna have to go over these 400 instruments that Blue played."
It's an acquired thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to be in a producer's role as well as being an artist, you know, you have to learn how to play different types of instruments. You know, so over the years, you know, I just you know, as the need arose, I took the liberty to pick up certain instruments. And one of the ones I picked up that has been very, very useful in production is the piano. I really enjoy the piano now almost as much as I play the drums, because, you know, I'm a drummer by trade. But, yeah, I play
right
bass guitar, alto, tenor sax, flute. I have my electric iwi in the studio. And so as I'm composing, normally starting out on the keyboard, you know, and then progressing from there to other instruments, and then trying to figure out lyrics to fit a certain song or the mood I was in when I originally wrote the song. So it's just a need to produce and write, especially when you're doing most of the work yourself, or where I'm doing most of the engineering. Not only just recording, creating the music, but doing the engineering and the mixing and the editing of any tracks that I produce. It's a long process, but it's enjoyable.
How long do you say per song? Well, I know different songs are different times, but on the average, how long does it take you to compose and actually finish a track?
Well, it usually starts off as a inspiration in the middle of the night, TAZ, where I jump up, I hear a tune, I hear a riff in my head, like starts off as a riff. You know, it's like the radio never turns off. You know, and that's what I tell people. I say I have a radio in my head. And they said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you never understand." But anyway, the radio never turns off, and the tune starts out that way. And I jump up, I run in the studio. Thank God I have a studio that's in my house, and I can just run to the studio, capture the idea, and go back to sleep. And then I come back to the room and say, and I pick up where I left off. Oh, that idea right there. And it just starts to evolve from there. You know, I mean, I have to think about certain things, but I say on the average, a tune would probably take me, you know, anywhere from a month or 3 months, you know, because I try not to sit down and write when the music is not coming. I step away from it. Inspiration comes
right
in my head, and I come back to it, you know, because if I sit there and force myself to try to compose music when I don't really actually hear it in my head, then it don't turn out good, you know what I'm saying? And plus, you know, my heart and soul is not in it, you know, and that's one of my slogans. Music is water for the soul, so drink it up. You know, and that's been my slogan for a lot of years.
Okay, cool. Hey, I know about those inspirations, though, because, you know, between me writing and doing music myself, it gets me.
Oh, my God,
you
are incredible yourself, man. I mean, people don't know that you're more than just a radio host. You know, you're a comic book editor, you're a hip-hop artist, you are a lot of things, you know.
When you ate them ribs, I'm a part-time chef, too.
You're a part-time chef. I forgot about the food, man.
Yeah, when you ate them ribs.
Man, that's right. I remember. That's been some years ago. I came to your house. You had a party, and I came to your house.
Yeah.
And, man, the spread was incredible. And I said, man, and when I found out that you were the chef, I was like, man, you need to stop. You need to stop.
Hey, man.
The food was so good.
Hey. Yeah, we used to put them parties on once a year. I missed that, you know, being in Atlanta, but it's all good. It's all to the good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The next song I want to play, because then we got to get through these, Faith List. And I like the way you spell list, I-S-L-I-S-T,
yeah.
List.
Exactly.
And I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah, like, you see the list of faces, right?
Right. So explain that before I play.
It's about being captured by, faith that you got a significant other in your life, to be captured by that person and how your identity was you, what you thought your identity was, but then when you finally meet someone that you really dig, you know, it almost makes you faceless. And now don't ask me how I came up with that, but that's the meaning behind the song. You make me faceless. In other words, you make me feel a certain way I haven't felt before. So the song was written based on that theory.
This is Urban Blue, Faceless. I loved it, man. I loved it.
I love that.
I said, I loved it, man.
Oh, great, man.
I'm glad you're incorporating vocals in your stuff. Remember when I told you that long time ago? You need to do that more often.
I remember that when you made that statement to me, Taz, you said, you need to sing more. And I was, the drummer behind the cymbals, behind the everything, all the time. And then finally, when I started my own band, I couldn't do that anymore. And then when you said, you need to sing more, I said, okay, if I got to be out front, sing more.
Thank you for
putting that fire behind me years ago, and saying you need to sing.
But it makes you more creative too. I know. I bet that.
Yeah.
Your mind be burning. Then I gotta fit these lyrics in now.
I know, man. And that's the second phase. You can say, okay, how I'm gonna fit these lyrics in there. And people, now you're a recording artist, so you know how difficult it is to sing and then try to sing in different harmonies with yourself. That becomes a challenge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it makes it more exciting when you're making a song, though. I know that.
Oh, it does. It does, man. Sometimes I can't wait to get to the next part once I'm on a roll with the song, Like, once I figure out which way I'm going to go with it, it's like I can't record it fast enough, because I don't want to lose it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree. So, did you ever write lyrics that didn't have no music to them and then you placed it in one of the grooves you made?
Yeah, I've done that a lot, especially with a lot of tunes that I have so many ideas. I have hundreds of songs that I've written that I haven't even published. Excuse me.
Right.
And,
hey, we all do that.
And,
yeah.
I go back and revisit those songs. Yeah, I go back and revisit them, and they have new meaning because I've stepped away for such a long time.
Right.
So then I find one of those tunes, and I say, okay, that tune will sound good with some lyrics. Yeah, I've done it a lot, Taz.
Have you ever listened to something that you did a long time ago and say, I made that beat? Do you ever be astonished at your own self when you listen and go, I don't even remember making that? I just wondered, did you go through that?
I know.
I do.
It's funny. I do, too. I mean, it's funny because I have a CD of a lot of tunes that I've written in the car. And sometimes I'll pop it in, and then sometimes I'm listening, I'm like, is that really me? I ask myself, so I can relate to what you're saying. I mean, because it doesn't sound like me. Did I make that riff there? What was I thinking when I did that? you start thinking about stuff
like
that.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of
weird
to listen to yourself.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mentally, exactly. Exactly.
The new track that you just made, I came and grabbed it before the show. Give you my love. Explain that one because I'm getting ready to play it right now so I can get at least three of them in before the halftime break here. I'm trying to get all these joints in.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Well, it's about, when you're ready, finally, find someone to, I write a lot about love songs, as you probably know. It's about when you finally find somebody, find someone in your life, and, you've been waiting, and then you finally give that love to somebody. It's about that. That's what inspired this song, But it started off as a riff, and then I started thinking about the lyrics, and it's from one of the songs that I started thinking about the lyrics in time. I thought about the riff, and I said, what? I could do this with this song. And that's how it came about. But it's about the meaning of the song. So I always write about songs that are true. The best songs to me are the true songs. I mean, write about something that's truly related to how about anything. You know, it could be someone or something or some place. But if it's a true song or an experience that you've experienced or you are experiencing, then it makes a better song.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Behind It, from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at thehighnessunlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
That's my little sister, Dehinez, from New York, doing her thing. At one time, she lived in Marietta for a brief minute, but she's back out on the road driving those trucks, but she's still making beats and doing music. I knew her when she was, 17? Now she's like 30-something?
Yeah.
Been knowing her a long time.
She has a nice voice. She has a nice voice.
Yeah, she's pretty bad. I was thinking I'm gonna need you on the joint, and then I'm gonna write a little hook, and then I'll show you how to do it. You ain't gotta do much. It's gonna be like one line, and then at the end you just be talking smack. But I'll come up with an idea, because it's gonna be a political song, okay?
Okay,
of course.
Sure,
so I want
sure.
you talking smack at the end, where you know, like how on Grandmaster Flash song. They were talking at the end, and they kept talking, and the music just cut down, and they cut down low, but they were still fucking. What are y'all, Grandmaster Flash, y'all a gang? No, we ain't no gang. No, lay down on the fuck. You remember when the cops arrested them? Yeah, that's what we going to. Yeah, that's the feel I'm looking for. So I want you to be talking some noise at the end all the way through. Yeah. I'm going to put it together, because it's got to happen for this album, this next album. But yeah. That'll
no
be
doubt.
Cool.
No doubt.
I already thought about
no
it.
No doubt. Yeah.
So, of course, you have made so many songs, so I can't even go through that. Your library is almost like mine. So, that's ridiculous.
You know?
So how do you go about, when you put a project together, because I know you just, you know, you do one song. When you put a project together, do you pick and choose among like 20 or 30 songs just to, you know, come down with 14 for the project individually? Do you do that?
Yeah. So I try to keep within the industry standard of length of song as well as how many songs you probably want to put on the album. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to lose the listener's interest by having too many songs on the album. So I try to keep it within 10.
Okay.
10 or 12, no more than 12, but 10. 10 or 12, you know, because you want to lose. Yeah, you want to keep the listener's interest, because after four, it's not like it back in the day, you know, you could have, when we had LPs, we could stack double-sided LPs and do all that stuff back then, but it's a different world now, it's a different industry, so we have to conform, and then all genres of music are competing against each other. So you gotta keep it short and quick with your best stuff up front.
Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of my projects is 16, 17, but the song's only two minutes. Now, you know what I mean? The song only what, 2:15.
Spend
a little bit of something, and that's it. So, I mean, but then on the jazz track, the jazz CDs, I do 10. Always do 10. And but on the presidential, 16, 17, I'm giving it to you. And then there's some skits in there too. So, you know. So, I mean, you know, everything ain't.
What?
Every track might not be a song. So, I'm just saying. So, I'm going overboard then, right? I'm going overboard, right? I just want to know. I'm asking you.
No. I mean, if you was doing three songs, I would say, but you say your joints are like 2 minutes, right?
Two minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So you're not I mean, doing, every now and then you get You get 3 minutes every now and then. I mean, that ain't long. Because see, me and you grew up, songs was 5 minutes standard. And then if it was long, it was seven minutes, 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you remember how long Shaft was, right? You remember the song Shaft, right?
Right.
Man, wait a minute. You could drive to another state. You could drive to another state with the Shaft.
On Got to Give It Up. Remember Got to Give It Up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to Give It Up.
Yeah.
I danced at the beginning of the song. Sat out, I was at a party, sat down, ate something, and got up and danced at the end of the, I'm like, got to give it up. Marvin Gaye didn't want to give it up.
No, he didn't want to
He did not want to give it up. No. I'm like, God, I didn't know the song was that long, man. I didn't know the song was that long.
It is that long. That song and Chef are long songs, man. You'll dance yourself to death.
Yeah. Or wait a minute, Rapper's Delight, when it first came out, that's 15 minutes. A strong 15 minutes. Another one by the group, I think it's EU. There's a song that they play for an hour. Because I got four, it's an A, B, C, and D side. Straight Up Funk, I think the name of it is. And that congo, the dude that was playing the congo, they probably had to pour a bucket of water on him because he kept the beat all the way through for a whole hour, though. Straight up funk was ABCD side of an album, and each side was 15 minutes. So that's an hour right there.
That's an hour right there.
They don't do it. They don't do it like that no more.
No, but you remember the band War?
Yeah, I do.
They were another one band that would play you to death.
That was the good old days, us growing up, but skip all that. We in the new wave now, 2020, where it's like
2020 new wave. Man.
Two lines and then boop, that's it. And then wait a minute. They don't fade to black. They just cut the song off. You can fade to black. Now, I still fade to black every now and then. Sometimes I cut the song. It just depends on what it is. But they just cut the song off now. Yeah. Ain't that crazy? Go on, sir.
No, it's about. You know how that goes.
The song Living in the Light.
Oh, yeah.
I love the title, Living in the Light.
That's what, I want to mention my gospel roots on that one. It's more of a gospel song, up-tempo, I guess contemporary gospel. It's all about, you know, my faith in God and those types of things. You know, I'm not a religious fanatic by no means, but, you know, I had to thanking him for the gift that he gave me to do music in the first place. Blessing me, you know, and trying to live my life under his holiness, so to speak. So that's hence living in the light, that I'm living in the light. So it's a...
You talking about you ain't religious. You almost had me pass an offering to you, dog. You get ready to preach with This is living in the light. Urban Blue.
Time is up for us to make a stand. Show some love for our brother, man. Somehow we lost our ways, and all things good have changed. The world changed.
Yeah, it's breaking news all day long. So that's exactly how we do it, and we talk about it for 30 minutes. And, the fifth, I call it the phone call fist fight, basically. So
I'm sure it gets hot up in there with all these politics flying around.
Every now and then, but everybody that calls it, it's only like, I don't take no free call-ins. It's the people that call in that's normally on the show. Two ladies that I know,
right.
One from Florida and one from Virginia, and we're mainly on the same. It's very rare that we disagree. Now, every now and then we do, but it's very rare. So, and everybody is not down with this president. That's one thing. But like I said, another day, another show. The last song, The Sharp Edge. The Sharp Edge. Explain that one.
Yeah. Well, that's a jazz instrumental. That's really my core music right there. I've been venturing off into other types of music, like you just heard, Living in the Light and others, where I was kind of more or less experimenting. But this is my heart and soul. Being an instrument, doing an instrumental, and letting the instruments kind of, you know, take the lead in the music. And this song is about, you know, how you live in your life and all the trials and tribulations that you go through. And it's almost, you know, you're living on a sharp edge all the time. You're living on a sharp edge all the time. So, excuse me. That's the inspiration behind this song.
The Sharp Edge, Urban Blue. Thank you again, fam. I'll talk to you, man, and take care, bro.
You two the same. And, one of these days, I might hit, come out there to Texas, man. But y'all got to get that Rona down first.
Yeah, well, if you do, I'll have a plate waiting for you, bro.
I know it. That's enough inspiration for me to come on down. You know what I'm saying? That food you be cooking. You take care.
All right, then. You too.